Kufman He is a continuation of the sugya that starts on Kufman Dalet Amud Beis, the memra of Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Seicher Adam Eshkol Shalanovim L'Sach Kedera, of a L'Sach Akar. So the Isser of Schitas Aperis is mafarik, or dosh, where you are extracting a liquid from an oichel, from a liquid from a solid, and the juice when it's inside the the grape juice, that when it's inside the grape is considered a grape, and when you squeeze it out, it becomes grape juice, and so that's mafarik. That's similar to taking a piece of wheat, which has chaff and stuff around it, and you take the kernel out, the wheat grain, or the wheat germ, out of the stuff that's around it. So that's mefarik. That's the issur of schitas peiros. So the Gemara says a chiddush here, that you're allowed, and the Gemara Kuf Mem Hey, Rabbi Yochanan says, at the end of Amud Aleph. No, it's Amar Pchia Barashi Amar Rav. Devar Torah Ein Achayev El Aldrisa Zaysim V'Anovin Bilvad. So Midaraisa Dosh or Mefarik is by Zaysim V'Anovin. Those are the things which were Derech. Kloimer Rashi says Asu Torah Malacha Adrisa Zaysim V'Anovin Hu Dahavi Malacha V'Shar Adrisas Lavu Chayev V'Hachi. So Rashi says it's not the derech for shar peiros to extract the juice from it, and so therefore it's not even considered a malacha. And the beginning of the perig kufmem daled, kufmem gimel. So you have different peiros, you have different madregas, you have shar peiros, you have tusim bi'anovim. And there's some that are kind of in between. There's some that are bechlal not the derech in the beginning, and Kufman Dalet Amud Beis speaks about whether in some places it is, in other places it's not. And remoinim, it's not the derech by remoinim. So you have to don, you have to know what kind of peiros you're talking about. But the Gemara says on Kuf Mem Hey that the malacha deraisa of extracting a juice or a liquid, a beverage from a pre, is only by zeisim v'anovim. Zeisim is to get olive oil, and anovim is to get grape juice or wine. And that's it, midaraisa. And Rashi says, and the others are lav archayu. So like, you know, for us, what pops up in our mind today, oh, what about oranges? You know, like orange juice, Tropicana, I mean, yeah, right? And so that depends on any. This is a shaila also in brachas, like what bracha do you make on it? Because if the oranges were made to drink, so then you make a bray pre-awaits, and if it's not, so then you make a shakal. So anyway, this is like the typical shailas today with has the derech changed. But certainly in the time of the Gemara, the Dvar Torah, the derech was only zeisim v'anovim, and shar peiros, most people ate the peiros as peiros and not as a drink. But there are people that did. So the Gemara over here says, okay, so coming back to Shmuel. Soichad Adam Eshkol Shal Anovim. This is even Anovim, where there is Shayach Dvar Torah and Isser of Dosh. You could do it Pesach HaKedera, of a low Pesach HaKaira. So what's the difference? Pesach HaKedera Shal Tavshal L'Sakna D'Muchach Milsa D'Lav L'Mashka Boy. So two things Rashi says. Number one, that, and the Gemara says also, that the svar is mashka ba loichel is oichel hu. So number one, if a kedera means a pot of food, like a chont or whatever, so, or soup, or broth or whatever, so when you're squeezing the grapes into it, so you're not squeezing it to make wine or grape juice. You're doing it, it's mukach milsa de la de mashkaboyle. You're not doing it for the juice, or for a drink, sorry, but ela le'echo, that it should be part of the food. The ein zedech prikoso, Rashi says, v'havah kamafrit oichol mi'oichol. So it still maintains its shem oichol. It's not considered a mashka. And so you're separating an oichol from an oichol. So this it still has a tyrus oichol on it, even though it seems to be liquidy. But it's not a mashka. But of a lola sacha kaira, the zimnim to a mashka koi, the avagav to bekaira lo shasi inish. So a plate is, a person's not in a drink, it's not into a cup. It's into a plate. So, but lo mechach milsa v'ika iser. So Rashi says, it's not mukach. So Rashi's talking about the rabbanans here. Rashi's saying what's called, like, I don't want to use the word maras ha'ayin, but it's not mukach milsa that you're doing it for food. And so therefore it could be interpreted that you're doing it for mashka. And so therefore it's asur. It's so the ika iser, Rashi doesn't say it's asur deraisa, is an iser. So it look at the worst it seems that it looks like that it's like dosh. Alma midaka amar saicha the sacha kideir kasava. So you see from here that he holds a mashka habol la'eichel is ka'eichel dami. And then the Gemara on Kuf Mem Hei extends this to other things as well. Gufa kvashin shesachten amarav l'gufan is mutter l'meimeyem is pater of a lasser. V'shlokis bein l'gufan bein l'meimeyem is mutter. V'shmul amar echadzev echadzev l'gufan mutter l'meimeyem is pater of a lasser. And then Rav Yochanan Omer, Echad Kavashim, Ve'echad Shlokas, L'gufan is Mutter, V'me'ayehem is Chayiv Chatas. So the question, but everybody seems to learn, L'gufan is Mutter. So that means, so you're trying to extract the question is, you have vegetables, or let's say cucumbers, or whatever, and you want to get, it's too liquidy, and you want to squeeze it to get it's soaked in a brine or soaked in a pickling liquid, and it's too liquidy, and you want to get it out. And so, so if you do it to get the mashka, because you want that liquid, so then it's also a question if it's also the rice or also the rabbanon. But certainly, if you just want to get rid of it, it's mutter. So that's not called schita, even though you're squeezing it, but the point is, basically we say it goes for waste. Rashi l'gufa im lechol akvashim sochte mimashke hatzof aleihim vaniv leben mutter lechatchilu d'lo mafariku hoyo v'lav lemashke hutzar. So you're not squeezing it out for the mashke. I'm not sure what Rashi means if it goes le'ibud or not. Rashi's not really talking about going le'ibud. It's mashma, even if somehow you didn't throw it on the ground, but the mere point, and you're just collecting it there so it doesn't make the place dirty, so you might think l'chayra that it's a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, not exactly. But Rashi says it's not the malacha of dash. The malacha of dash is extracting a mashka. And this, to you, you're not doing it to have a mashka. It's not just a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, that you're doing the etzem malacha, but you're not doing it for the purpose of the malacha. But that it's not, you're not trying to create a mashka, and so therefore it's bechlal not the malacha of dash. Okay, so that's kind of the background of the Gemara. I don't know how far you've gone in this, how Taisus speaks about, who do you paskin like? There's a whole tumult in the Rishonim here. There's Taisvis, the Bein Chananel, the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Rosh. So the question really is here, is do we pardon like this memory of the Gemara before of Mashka Bar La'eichel Ka'eichel? And this Gemara over here or this is there's a steer, or it's only on Yontif that you paskin like this, not on Shabbos. Yesh ma'amidin divei Rav Shmuel b'Yontif m'nedayek Rav Chizda m'divei Shmuel kein v'ein l'ar rola haduri afir chizda. So there's a whole tumult in the Rishonim about this. So l'maisa in halacha and shin ches. Shin Chaf, I mean. The Mechaber paskins like the Rif and the Rambam, like this in Halacha Dalet. Mutter liskot eshkol anovin l'soch kedeira sheish bol tafshul. Kedei l'sakin ha'oichol. D'havalei mashka abol ha'oichol is ka'oichol dami. So Mechaber says clearly that you're allowed to squeeze a bunch of a cluster of grapes, and in order to flavor a tafshul, kedei l'sakin ha'oichol, d'havalei mashka bo l'oichol is ka'oichol dami. Aval im ein bo tafshul, but if you're doing it into the kedeira, and there's nothing in the kedera. So it sounds like even if you plan that this should be an ingredient with the kedera, but if there's nothing there now, then it's asa. Could mean it's not asa deraisa. It's asa, like Rashi kind of says, that it's like a marasoayin. Even though l'chayra, there's, you know, people, you don't squeeze grapes into a pot to make grape juice. I'm not sure exactly what you use, but you don't use a kedeira normally. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Rambam, but if there's nothing in there, so he brings down from the Rambam that there's even a chiyuv d'oraisa. The chiyuv nami yesh b'zeh. Even though maybe you had in mind to use it as an ingredient, you're going to put in your potatoes and your barley and your whatever, later on. But right now, there's nothing in the pot, so the svara of a mashka, about the oichel, that oichel has to be there. So it has to be, the mashka coming out of the anovin has to be going into an oichel in order to get the otherwise we say, according to the Rambam, that it has a shem mashka, even though your machshava is to use it as part of a, it sounds like that, even though your machshava is to use it as part of an oichel, but since it's not going into an oichel, so right now it's a mashka, so now you were over in Issa Deraisa of Dosh, even though your intentions are to use it as part of an oichel, but right now it's not an oichel, so therefore it's chal adin mashkana and it'll be chayv deraisa. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Rambam, or the Bir Halacha actually. Okay. So let's continue on. Let's see if it's good to see this. Kedei l'sakin ha'oichol ki Hashem mefarak b'zeisim v'nav eina ela eina ki'im b'shetzarech l'schitas ha'pri l'mashke she'oz chasha prika she'mefarak ha'mashke min ha'oichol ma'shenkin b'zeh Ein ze derech prikoso, da have kamafid oichel mi oichel. That's the lashon of Rashi and the Rambam and the Rif. Kamafarer oichel mi l'soich oichel. V'nir shekavano achasi, even though they're a little bit different gears from the Rif. V'ayin l'kamen b'siv zayin b'haga, the Rabbeinu Chananel oiser b'zeh. So we'll see later on, Mechaber brings down for like another shita, which Tysus brings down, that there's no heter, we don't paskin like this on Shabbos, it only helps on Yontif, and ach, roiv, ha-poiskim chokin, alav l'kach, sosam, ha-shulchan aruch l'hokol, mitzad adin, and so since the Shulchan Aruch says, me'ikra din, it's mutter, because roiv, poiskim, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, most of the poiskim, even Tysus and Rashi, hold it's mutter, mikom mokam, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Hamachmir is tava la bracha, k'moshe mevuyer, k'moshe kasa b'tshuvas harosh." He brings down tshuvas harosh. You want to be machmir, okay? You know, get extra credit. Okay, Aval im ein ba afilu daita lit na acha kach betasha. Or Mishnah Berurah speaks out. It's gam kemos. The beinah she is a chen al sachatasha. So that's the mashmaos of the Shulchan Aruch. So if you're putting it in a kedera, even though your kavana is that it should be an ingredient as part of the food stuff, it's still aser. Vayim v'drisha shekasav dechiyuv na chiyuv v'nami yesh bezeh. So even in this tziyur, where it's daita to be part of a tashel, but since it's now by itself, so get the shem mashka and it's also derisive. Okay. Okay, so the Shara Tzion, Chavetz Chaim brings down that there are other Paiskin, Prima Gadim, and others, Radvas, that say in this particular tzir, if your das is to use it for a part of the kedera, so it's also mitrabon and not the rice. Okay, that's a whole shayla in paiskin. Okay, so we're ready to keep going. Yesh mi she oimer the huadin lebaiser shemuter lesachta lesacha oichel, and some say it's not just regular grapes, but boser or buser are grapes that are not quite ripe yet, so you wouldn't eat them. They're not eating grapes. They're kind of sour grapes. but there's enough liquid in there to give a flavor, and people could squeeze them out or crush them out and get a mashka from it. So if you're doing it, the same aloha, if you're doing it tocha atashel, tocha kedera, it's mutter, and not a kedera, it's oser. But the Rebbeinu Tam Oiser Begoiser, it's brought down in Taisus. Why? Because Boiser is not an oichel to begin with. Grapes are edible as is, but Boiser are not edible. So now, your mom is making a mashka out of, I don't know, out of a grape seed or something. But it's not, so you're making from a solid into a liquid, so that's a mefarik or dash, and there's no heter of mashka bolo oichel ka oichel, because it's got to start as being an oichel. It's like you're cutting an oichel and separating it. It was an oichel, now it goes into an oichel. But when it comes out, it's not coming from an oichel, even though it's going into an oichel. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's svar.
Boser for mashkin, is that also deraisa or drabanan?
Deraisa. When Rabbeinu Tam, it's also deraisa. Because the svara mashka bala eichel kaichel is only when it's as if you're cutting a cake in half. So you have a cake before, a cake now.
But it's like the derech of grapes. In other words, it's something that people would typically make wine out of.
They could, yeah. Sure. Miller talks about it. I don't know if it's the best quality of wine, but they don't just throw it away. Okay. Mutter lischot lemons. Limons. Limonish. Whatever. So the Mechaber just says, just a statement. Mutter lischot lemons. Lemons. Now, what does that mean? So there's a whole Mishnah Berurah in here. It's kedai to learn it inside. What does it mean? It's mutter lischok lemons. Does he mean like what he was talking about before? You could do it mitacha oichel? Or it just means stam, straight out. You could squeeze lemons. Because what are lemons? Lemons are not oranges. Orange, you make orange juice and drink it up. But it's not, you know, what category are lemons? So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Sounds like you could do it straight. B'shonenu citrin, v'hainu afilu lemashkin. So number one is the Mishnah Berurah says, pshat in the Mechaber, that you could even do it straight out. It doesn't have to go into an oichel. Afilu lemashkin. V'af shederach l'sachton b'chol. So even though people squeeze lemons to get lemon juice, Kivin shein derech klal asoklin letzayach mashke. They don't do it really to have a, that's what we call lemonade. They don't really do it for lemonade. El litvo bo oichel. But they use it to either as a dip or to flavor other foods, like a wedge of lemon is served together with fish. You squeeze it to put on the fish. So it's not, it's for the purpose of flavoring the fish, or you squeeze it for a salad. It's, so the lemon is not for to make its own, to make a mashka. So have a kishar peres kanal b'sif aleph, and like the beginning of this simon deals with schitas a peres and says that this is in the category of peres which is not the derech to squeeze them for their mashka. So therefore, you could squeeze it right out for a mashka. V'afila im aderech l'soch ben b'chol, l'soch mayim, shenos b'hem tzuker, lishtos b'tainik. So even though the derech, if the derech is to squeeze it in the weekdays to make it, put it into water with sugar, what we call lemonade, right, to have a lemonade drink. So l'chayr it's derech. Mikomakam naigin ha'oilam lahakul. Lasa says b'Shabbos. Nevertheless, the velt is naig alakula. Ba'esha mishum delo mitzer ela kederech lishdos mei schitas hapri gam belo taruvas mashka achas. So maybe one reason is that the drink, what we're talking about, when does it get a shem mashka, it's a lumdus here, is that if you squeeze the pre and the liquid that comes out is roy or the derech to drink by itself, like grape juice, maybe even orange juice, maybe even grapefruit juice. But lemon juice, nobody drinks lemon juice straight out. They mix it with water, and they usually sweeten it with sugar. So the lemon juice by itself is not a mashka. It's only a mashka as an ingredient to something else. So therefore, it doesn't have a shem mashka. Inami, the lo mitzer elika shesochtin meim of levat, v'achakach ma'arvin oisom, ovo'im haminig l'schot meim of l'soch mashka acher. This is a similar svar, litim botam, shori. So if you have water and you have sugar in there, and you're just giving it a little lemon flavor, like a little twist of lemon, you know, like in the Coke or Pepsi, they put in a little lemon, right? The ikar is the Coke, right? But the little bit of lemon gives it a little, you know, or, and they do this with water, right? They put in a wedge of lemon to give it some mashuhu lemon twist to it, a little taste. But the ikar mashke is the water, or the sugar water, and the lemon is a little taste to it. So therefore, it's also similar. So it's not the lo mitzvah elikashasach the meim of avad v'achakach mar v'noisam. So even if you add other ingredients to it, but it's really the mashke is unto itself. Avoim aminig lasach the meim of lasach mashka acher litim botam. Shari, so you're only putting a little bit of a tam into the other mashka that's there, so therefore it's okay. Lefi zeb is manazeh sheyiduah shemamalin chavyas lemoos lishtos im, I guess it sounds like punch. Be'ezah mekayim mitzorchin gadol imutu lesachtam b'shabbos b'soch mashka de'esha d'dami letusim rimonim kivin d'derech lesachtam b'kelim b'fnei atzman. So if they did make these things that is part of I don't know, he calls it panish. So if it's that's the way they made their punch, so maybe it is aser. Rakein tzach lizor she yischot mikaidem alat sukar bifnei atzmo. So therefore, he comes up with a great solution. The Chafetz Chaim, that number you should first squeeze it into the sugar. So now we have A mashgaba ka'aychel is ka'aychel dami, and then you make your juice or your drink. V'chein l'sachta l'tafshel, and also you could squeeze it into a tafshel. V'agabi ha'aychel pshita d'shari y'kanal b'sifdal. And to squeeze it into it's certainly mutter. Like you said in Sifdala, the only problem that you have to deal with is the Rabbeinu Chananel Shita and Sif of Zion later on. B'dada Shulchan Aruch Tamata Liskot Lemons Hainu Kadim Shenich Veshu Avol Im Kvushim B'Melech V'Shar Devarim Dinim K'Kvushim V'Kvushim V'Shlokas Kulakami. Okay. Now just one more piece of information here. So in Zion, he says like this. Okay, Rabbeinu Chananel, at the end of Zion, Kol shehu tzarech lemeimeyem chayiv chatz, afilo sochuk l'kedeyo sheish bo oichu. So this whole heter, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Rabbeinu Chananel is arguing in several points. According to the Ben Chananel, a seichet eshkel l'kedeir is awesome. There's no heter of a mashka bala oichel ka oichel damis. Not on Shabbos. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah said before. That if even though we don't paskin like him, because roiv of the Rishonim don't hold like him, but and lakach hisker amachaber daitem b'stamim mikom mokum. Hevi gam came das Rabbeinu Chananel lehoyres the tayv lahachmer kedvar v'amachmer tov lebracha v'kamoshe kasadne b'tshuvas arashu huva v'beis yosef. Okay, so that's pretty much the Shulchan Aruch, and there are several issues that the Chazon Ish. I don't know if you had a chance to learn the Chazon Ish. But there are several issues that the Chazon Ish goes through this sugya pretty thoroughly. Kedarka b'kaidish. Simen nun hei, simen nun vav. At the end of simen nun vav, he brings down like this. Lischot lemon al sukkar. Ule echel es a sukkar. Vare mutter. Kedin lischot ala oichin hamavur simen shin ches shin chaf siftale. Avol in daito l'seis es asukar l'soch hamayim nira deschita zu asur. If your das is just a loophole to get around the problem, so he says it's asur. The kivin shadaita l'mashka, really you want to put the lemon juice into the mashka. Except, Chazal say it's usher. Says you're not supposed to do that. So, what are you doing? So you're putting it in the sugar so that it should be a mashka bola eichel, ka eichel, and then you put it in the tea or the lemonade. So he says, the kivin shadai to the mashka, but since your das really is to put it ultimately in the mashka, choshev mashka kashiyoitza kadim shenivla basuka. As soon as it comes out of the lemon, it has a shem mashka. As soon as it comes out of the lemon. Ay, ba'af im hoyo efshi shalo yiyah ha-mashka ba'oilim. So even though maybe you don't have the tea yet, you don't have the lemonade, you didn't set it up yet, you didn't put up a pitcher of water with sugar in it. Elo hoyo v'hoyo lo nefarish l'socha z'hol hoy nefarish l'socha asuka. And you put it first into the sugar, and then you'll make the tea. No. Yesh lam et ha-chashiv ha-schita kivin she-saychet l'mashka. Because he says, since you're squeezing it, a mashka. Ve'esher she'im yochol ruboy. Okay, so here is a way to maybe get around it. You eat the sugar. You eat most of it. Efshe she'im yochol ruba ve'amia yashlech l'mayim is mutter. So, and he says, maybe. Because then already you could say it's, even though you really, your dash is to put it into the tea, But since you're eating the sugar, so behechruch, since you ate it, it gets a shem oichel. And so it's a mashka, a habolus oichel, even though your das is really for part of it to go into a mashka. The imtsar litin mitz limen litinik lerefuah yesh lasus kein. And he says that's an eitzah if you need to give it to a baby or something. So the Chazon Ish holds very stark that and he's chaylik on the Mishnah Berurah, that this eitzah of putting in the sugar doesn't help only unless you plan to eat the sugar. But if you're planning to put the sugar into the tea or into the mashka later on, so since your ikur das is only to put it there in order to get it there, it's really your das. So as soon as it comes out, it gets a shem mashka. And it may even be also the rice, according to the Chazon Ish. It's very interesting. I'm kind of going backwards.
There's no distinction between if you're using it for lemonade, where it's thicker, or for tea, where it's just flavoring it?
No, it doesn't make a distinction. He says, because as soon as it comes out, since you have endas to use it as part of a mashka, so that gives it a shem mashka. It's almost like before what we said, litzoch akaira. Litzoch akaira, even if your das is to put it into, and that's why I spoke it out there, even if your das is to put it into a kadeira afterwards, but since right now it has a shem mashka, so as soon as it comes out of the fruit, it has a shem mashka, so you're oivah dosh. It only gets a shem oichel if it's, the oichel is there and it's going into the oichel. So here the chiddush here is, it is going into an oichel, it's going into the sugar. But since you plant, so the Chazon Ish tain is, so who are you trying to fool? You're putting the sugar there in order to, just to get around the halacha. You really don't want to flavor the sugar, you want it to go into the tea. So since you want it to go into the tea, it gets a shem mashka as soon as it comes out of the lemon. And so therefore it could be also the rice. Yeah.
Just more clarification on the lemon.
What?
On the lemon. I'm just trying to understand more clarification. The Rav mentioned the botzer with those grapes, which aren't really edible as foods because they're so sour. On
right.
The onion, I would think maybe myself that the lemon would be inedible also. Is it possible?
It's not inedible. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah speaks about that and says that it's not the derech to it may be that type of fruit where it's not the derech to squeeze it out for its mashka. But lemons bismanizet, the derech is to use it for its juice. What do you use lemons for?
Well,
precisely. You don't use it to eat the lemon.
Right, so it's similar to the boser.
No, it's just the opposite. Well, maybe...
Those grapes
no, but boser is not edible. The lemons are edible, it's just too tart for you. It's too, the acid is too strong. But it is ripe. Boser is not ripe, it's not a fruit. This is a fruit, but you know, there's like if you would put sugar on the lemon, Marshall, you could eat it.
Digestible, just not.
What?
Digestible, it's just not appealing. Not appealing. That's what they're saying.
Well, no, I'm saying it is edible, but you don't
what
like.
What bracha would you make?
What?
What bracha if you eat a raw lemon? Would you make a brevi eight or shakal?
Possibly brevi eight. Yeah.
You're not cooking it.
What?
You're not cooking it to change it. It's
no, but he's saying like a raw onion, you make a shako on it. Because you can't eat it really raw. You have to cook it. But a lemon could be, you know, you could eat it, possibly. I'm not sure. That's a good question. I'm not sure which bracha. Okay.
Does he shako on lemons? But you heard shako on lemons?
What?
I know people who eat lemons. I can't remember who did it. I have just came across someone recently.
Lemons are sold and used primarily for their juice. What else do people use lemons for? What? Lemons is a common thing that's used. Okay, you could say it's used a lot to enhance other foods, for salads. You could definitely use a lemon and squeeze on Shabbos lemons in a salad. Or if you have fish, you could squeeze it on your fish. That's mamish. mashka bala eichel ka eichel dan. But plenty of people use lemons for lemonade. Okay.
What's the svar again on that? The svar is it's never mashka.
What's that?
Mashka
it's eichel ka eichel. It's like eichel nifrasu.
It's squeezing. It's not. Whatever this thing coming out is not mashka. It's really solid, call it.
No, it's not solid, but it's not a mashka. Since it's going into an eichel.
Never had a definition about mashka.
Right.
It never did that thing.
Right.
You can squeeze like grapes and olives into your salad?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's several other topics that the Chazon Ish deals with. Another very practical issue that came to the Chazon Ish was milking on Shabbos. And that's our Gemara, Chalav Eis, Vesach Kederet. You could also do that. And that's on Kuf Mem Hei, Kuf Mem Dalet, on the base. So, Bedvar Chaliva Le Kederet V'Shabbos. Nira da hava sveika de dina bedaraisa. De das va bein atam rif a rush va rash va vishem ha ga'inim. De vishabes ein nafkusa ben kadeir la kaira. U mashma de ledaitim ik a chiv tchatis. De das va bein a zarachia. That's the Balamor, Ramban, Rashba, de mutter. Nu de zegam da asa raman, perches, min chashabes. U mashakasa de pata avalosez, mishum muksa. Rav Magid Pirish das Rambam Kaharif Lo Pirish Tame Lo Mepata Le Mechatus Le Pirish of Rav Magid Efshe De Gam La Harif Ein Chi Of Chatus Vin Kem Av Sveika De Dina Berabana. So this is a whole question: if Chaliva is Mutter L'Toch Hakadeira, and L'Chayre, it's very similar to what we're talking about Zaysim V'Anavim. And there's two other issues. So one issue is like this. What they would do is that if it went into a tafshul, leis man depala gets mutter. Pretty sure. But the problem is if it goes into an oichel that's inside a kli, for example, if you put a piece of bread on the bottom of a milk can, right? Does that mean it's mashka, it's yechaylu v'sacha oichel? Yeah, it was an oichel there, but again, it's very obvious that it's a loophole to do it. Another...
Well, maybe you say the first drips, the first drop right. Of arm, and then went to layers.
But then it's after that. That's right. Then there's another heter which the Chazon Ish seems to like better, and is that letting it go le'ibud. Now, there's different ways of letting it go le'ibud, but one is practically spilling it on the ground, which is maybe a halachic way, but it's maybe not so practical of having milk all over the ground. And then another, he suggests, is using a dirty milk can so that the milk gets spoiled as soon as it goes into the can.
And just doing this in terms of relieving the animal.
Right, right. So he says like this kind of as a taitzav of going in this thoroughly, the hilkach im yesh b'chaliva ala arz shvus to shvus e mahata mishum hefsid, El sheish lan elis mechala paiskim sheainzu melacha klal. So that it's not considered a mashka. If it's going le'ibud, it's almost similar to in concept to the din of mashka bo le'eichel ke'eichel dami, that as soon as it comes out, it never gets a shem mashka. And the same thing if it's going le'ibud, so it also never gets a shem mashka. So this paragraph, I think, is kedai to hear, see maybe, is a very an unusual in the writings of the Chazon Ish, but every once in a while he comes up with some very beautiful words of wisdom. So another practical answer is to use a non-Jewish person. Shizu derech hayeshora al pi hatayra b'soifa lehiskayim. And this is, like in Yiddish, this is the most glatt way to do it. Glatt kosher milk. Okay. V'chein noigin b'chol hamakoymis shahashabas etzlon b'yoyker. And all the people... And all those places, all those moshavim and places that Shabbos is dear to them, and they keep Shabbos meticulously and without compromise. This is the way they do it. Umiderach atayr lahachzik shalom im kol adam. Now this is where he kind of goes off on a tangent. He says, but however, the derech of Tyra is to always be b'shalom with everybody. Ulahavir al hamida, and to be tolerant. Ukamosha kosav haraman peragud mehilchos malachim halacha yedbeis. Ukasheim shein roi lachacham lichos b'limkon b'maria lo mitoch choili ruach. The same way a chacham should not get angry and be strict with somebody mitocholi ruach, kein ein roi linkam lisno es hamaria mitocholi nefesh hamaskalis. The same way, if somebody is nevach, a mental case, so you know they're sick, you know you sympathize with them, and you don't throw the book at them. So likewise, the Chazon Ish is, if somebody is nevach, they have a chayli nefesh hamaskelis. Their intellect is messed up. They don't v'chaser mishkel hamidas, and they don't know how to judge properly. What's the correct thing to do? The ein bein belial lematurav hadas v'lo klum. The Chazon Ish. There's no difference a person who's mentally sick or a person who's nebuch not from. V'chol ha'oinshim hu lios chachmas hachachamin mugvala ma'od u bilti mispekas litein lepesoyim arama ahechrach lehishtamish ba'oinshim v'hokim gidrei oilam. So he says it's useless to arm twist people that are nebuch, are lacking the understanding. He says, "Shaloyia ha'olam taref l'shani bria guf v'chalushi aseichu." Over the same way, you can't force a person who's mentally sick to do something. So they just said the same thing with a person who's chalush aseichu. Over la'oinish sarach la'hasas mitoch yagon amuk naki miregish tzarish ayin b'shalacherim. If you have to do something, it should be with feeling terrible about it. Ubiyosa adam bilti shalom betachos ashlemis umurkas umurkas b'yetsa haro lo yachdom lios rachmani. Just because you have to respond or do something, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't have compassion. Ulis rashul b'shoa shemitzah lasas din v'oz niten lo l'hishtamish gam b'ha'oris tivus nekama tachas bikua chadash she'en ha'aramotza b'zeh rak l'zirus adin zu b'chol v'avacho b'shnei yitzracha. It's an interesting way of Musar, of the Chazon Ish, saying that even though he was against very certain procedures that were done by other moshavim and how to milk a cow on Shabbos, he says, you have to live with everybody peacefully, tolerantly. Anyway, that's...
His best aid is to use a non-Jew, is that what he's saying?
He says that's the best aid is to use a non-Jew.
And the Ibud would be the second?
What? The Ibud would be another
and
reason.
What are he disagreeing? What
where did he disagree? Is where they put bread in the bottom of the can.
To use it non-Jew and then save the milk for later to have actual use from it? Or?
Yeah. Or give it away? Or
for non-Jew you could save it?
Yeah.
Yeah, not the Ibud?
Yeah.
If you get hana from it, you could sell it or whatever.
Can you tell a non-Jew to do it? I'm not a stomach.
You could hire him. Yeah. He was makbet on Chalukah. Okay.
Sure, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excuse
me?
For the goy, the milk account.